Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are broadcasting live from those TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. They'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. We got our man Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, coming up, as he does every Monday. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour. Sources say wraps up the hour. But before that, we're going to stick with the NFL. But Rob, your favorite coach, or at least your favorite coach to talk about, Brandon Staley.
He's at it again.
Strikes again.
Chris, he got bailed out, too. He did get bailed out.
For those that didn't catch it, here's what your boy did last year, of course, in his first year coaching. Made a name for himself by going for all manner of fourth downs, almost regardless of how much many yards they still needed to get it. Time of the game, place on the field, whatever. But Sunday, they're embroiled in a tough game with the Cleveland Browns. They're up 30-28.
Because Cleveland jumped 14. On them, and then they got back into it, and then they jumped on Cleveland.
Yep. A minute 14 left. Chargers 4th-and-1 at their own 46. Okay? They're up 2, remember. A minute and 14 left. They could punt it, like most people would do, and pin the Browns back in their own territory. Or, for a minute, all you need is a minute, minute and 14. Or they could go for it. And wouldn't you know, Brandon Staley goes for it on fourth down, knowing that the risk is if we don't get it, Cleveland's got the ball at our 46. And Rob, I mean, a first down gives them the ball at the 36, 35, and that is very much field goal range. And Staley goes for it, though, and they miss it. They fail to get the first down, and Cleveland gets the ball, can't capitalize, though. They do miss a field goal. I think it was
a makeable field goal, Chris.
Yeah, 54 yards.
It wasn't 64. 54 is makeable. 54,
especially today. You see guys making that all the time.
Guys got big legs,
missed it, yep. And, Rob, here's the kicker. Keenan Allen, the star wide receiver for the Chargers, who's been out for about the last 4 weeks, he tweeted, WTF. For those that don't know what that means, I can't say it on family radio.
No.
WTF are we doing? What the heck are we doing? And then after the kicker misses it, he tweets, so glad he missed that because, man, that was his tweet.
And then
so
those tweets disappeared, right?
Yeah. Right.
Chris.
What are your thoughts?
If you are a Chargers fan, this dude is going to lose his job if he continues this. I thought they talked to him. Chris, you can't.
Yeah, because he early on in the season, he had, you know.
Remember, he dialed it back a little bit.
Right.
And I just don't understand it. I mean, they got away with it just because the kicker missed the field goal. But in your territory to do that, in that spot in the field, whereas you say you don't need that much, Chris, to put yourself in position for a field goal. When you have your star player at home on injury watching and he sends out a WTF, that's all you need. This isn't some sports writers or sports radio talk show hosts overreacting, Chris. This is how the team feels, right? And some of the guys probably on that team, veterans who have been around in the NFL, who were saying, dude, this dude cost us the playoffs last year.
Yep.
When we lost two games, we had no business losing. And I get it. Because you remember we had, who do we have on? Matt Smith, Money Smith, right? We had him on who does the play-by-play.
Right, play-by-play for the Chargers.
Right, yeah. Matt Smith. And he was... you know, saying, well, there were a couple games where, you know, he did it and they won and they wouldn't have won if he did it. And I'll give you that. But there's certain ones that just don't sit right with me. Here's another, that yesterday was another one. And I'm telling you, if your star player feels that confident, uncomfortable, Chris, to tweet that out.
Can you imagine how upset he was?
Right, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're going against your coach publicly.
Publicly.
You got to really be ticked off. And Rob, they're 3-2. Like you said, it worked out for him. But if they don't make the playoffs, he could be gone. And there's more decisions like this.
I think you're right from the standpoint of, don't you remember preseason was the can't miss to make the playoffs with the Chargers. Remember that?
Yep. Absolutely. So they got a lot of talent. And so we'll see. But, Rob, you were facing Jacoby Brissett. With all due respect, he's a career backup. Were you that – they had no timeouts left. Were you that afraid that Jacoby Brissett, if you pinned him inside their own 20, you don't think – and you tell me, oh, we got confidence in the defense. If you got so much confidence in the defense – then you'd think that if the Browns get the ball at the 20, that they can keep them a backup quarterback from moving into field goal range with a minute and 14 left and no timeouts. So don't tell me you don't believe in the in the defense. Cause I'm not sure you do.
And
I get, look, a lot of the analytics nerds, they're gonna say, well, and we do, Rob. We do see top flight quarterbacks, you know, march a team down with a minute left or less.
We saw Joe Burrow last night do it, right?
Right. They'll march you down quickly, right, and get a field goal. And obviously, if that had happened last night, if they punt it and Brissett marches them down the field, they kick a field goal, they win by a point. But again, you weren't facing Josh Allen. You weren't facing Patrick Mahomes. Not that I would have agreed with it then either.
But I understand, like, there's certain quarterbacks you don't want to give the ball back to, right? You remember the last year Aaron Rodgers beat the 49ers, Chris, got the ball back with 37 seconds. Remember that?
Right. Mahomes against the Bills, 13 seconds.
13 seconds. Normally, that game would be over for 90% of the quarterbacks.
Yep. So, you weren't facing that. And, yeah, Rob, I think the microscope is on Brandon Staley. I haven't heard. Now, the analytics, for those out there listening who are into that, Rob, the analytics did say that you have a slightly better chance of winning. Group of analytics that people used said it was almost 12%, 11.7% or something like that.
Is that what the number was?
Had an 11.7% better chance of winning by going for it. Because got the first down, it was over, right?
Yeah.
But
11% is not that big.
No. It was 11% more. The number wasn't 11%. It was like your chances of winning were 11% better. It's not conclusive because some said you had, roughly an equal chance. Some said you should have punted. Right? So it was inconclusive. But
Let me throw a curveball at you, real quick.
Go for it.
Your man Dan Campbell, who won Hard Knocks on HBO. 0-for-5, Chris, yesterday on fourth down calls, and they got shut out 29-0 to the Patriots. Are you still on Dan Campbell bandwagon?
I like him, but obviously this ain't working.
He can't coach, Chris. I don't know
that he can't coach. They just got no talent. They got a little talent, but they aren't.
They're scoring like the most points in the league going into yesterday.
Right, but the defense wasn't getting it done, and then yesterday they couldn't even score.
0-for-5.
So I don't know. I mean, but look, the bottom line is I do like his personality and all that, but you are what your record says, right? That's all there is to it.
No, there's no way around it. And they haven't won a road game in 2 years, Chris. Haven't won a road game yet. That game in Minnesota this year, that was a huge game for the Lions. I don't want to get off track. But anyway, Dan Campbell, so I was on a local TV, my old station, Channel 4 in Detroit. So they had me on, and guess what they had me talk about? I ripped Dan Campbell, and I ripped Matthew Stafford. So it was an easy night. Like stealing money.
Like old hat, right?
It was like old hat last night.
Right. Well, speaking of old hat, I'm sure you'll feel, there was another call that was egregious, not just Brandon Staley. This one, though, by a referee. What was his name? Jerome Boger? Was that his name? Yeah,
terrible.
Jerome, but Rob.
Terrible.
And you know, everybody that listens to the show knows I like Tom Brady. But that call yesterday.
That was ridiculous.
I also like fairness more.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Terrible. I tend to think the Bucs still probably would have won the game, but that's not the point. The point is that you took away the chances of the Bucs losing. When you gave of Atlanta winning, Rob, if that is a penalty, if that's roughing the passer, then I'm sorry. What are you supposed to do? He tackled him.
That's what you're supposed to do. Are you not supposed to touch him?
He didn't land on him. He actually went out of his way not to land on him.
Because they all know that, like Tom Brady's treated special. You know that. They do know that.
And you saw Brady kicked him. Brady was kicking the guy's name is Brady Jarrett. Brady was kicking him when the guy was getting up off of him.
Right.
So if anybody should have got a penalty, it should have been Brady. I think Brady knew, Rob, when he saw the flag go, he was talking with the ref. I think he thought he was going to get penalized.
Oh, so he thought that's what you think the
for
conversation
kicking,
was?
I mean, he clearly, I don't know if you saw the read. It's not like, oh, was he trying to kick? He was kicking him. I'll give Brady, it was a good, smart answer after the game, right? If you saw when he was asked about it, he said, I'm not the one out there throwing flags.
Right.
So
you know what that's
he
like?
Knew it was bogus.
No, he did. And Do you remember Michael Jordan said the same thing in a playoff game, Chris? I don't know if you remember this. This is when he came back and he played, when they played and he lost that series to Orlando. And
right.
he basically he just pushed him to get the ball or something. And it was a foul. Everybody at the, you know, watching the game, it's a foul.
Right.
And they asked Michael Jordan afterward, and he said, it was a foul. Everybody, it was a foul.
He admitted it?
Yes. He said it was a foul. They didn't call it. That's what he said. It was a foul.
Well, one thing I will say, you bring up Jordan, and I'm not justifying it at all. That was terrible yesterday. But a lot of times, Rob, the greats get those.
We've seen LeBron. We all know Jordan to push people, off, Chris,
right?
Like Ryan a freight Russell. Train, right?
Right.
LeBron goes through people sometimes, yep. run them over.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, there were, you know, we talked about watching Muhammad Ali fight. There was times you were like, did he win that fight?
Right.
You know, and he get the
what
decision.
Was the one? Jimmy Young? You remember that Jimmy Young fight yes. on a Saturday yep. afternoon, Chris?
Yep.
On ABC Jimmy Young Wild World. Jimmy Young won that fight.
Yep.
And I
yep.
watched that fight, and I was. Yep. It was when they gave the decision. I could not believe it.
It was right. I totally agree. And so sometimes the greats get these, and obviously yesterday was one of those times. But Rob, they got to do something about this. I mean, that was the most egregious one I've seen in a while. Maybe this season, I say for sure. But there's been others this season, not as bad. But right when I was like, that was rough in the past, or you know what I mean, like. It's been some. They got to get this thing under control, because what is the defender to do?
Right, the defender is at a disadvantage. He right. doesn't know what he can do. How low can you
right.
tackle?
Where you can't tackle land the legs. On them.
You can't land. If you put your weight on him, Chris, after I take you down,
right.
I got to roll over and not touch you right. at all. Like
I got to treat you with kid gloves. Really, right? Like how am I supposed to totally control my ability not to land on you? Sometimes you probably can't help yourself.
How about all those quarterbacks, Chris, who are watching, who played in the 80s and 90s? Joe Montana smashed like a
right.
pancake.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. All right. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Was yesterday's ending against the Falcons just the latest example of Tom Brady getting the benefit of the doubt? Or worse, from referees. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie loving friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, and we are brought to you by the Big Green Egg. There's a Fox Sports Radio tailgate, and it's presented by the Big Green Egg, because nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you will ever own, and that's backed by a lifetime guarantee, lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Go get you a Big Green Egg by shopping online for free delivery, too, at biggreenegg.com. Again, lifetime warranty and free home delivery. Big Green Egg. Egg.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Tom Brady gets the egregious roughing the passer call yesterday. Your thoughts?
I read that book by Dr. Seuss. Big Green Egg and Ham.
Yeah, what was it? Yeah, well, it was egg. Yeah, what was it called? Green Eggs
green,
and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham. Yeah,
that
was
right, right.
All right, Kirk in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kirk?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Once again, game on mute, listening to you guys.
Man.
So much for the $100 million broadcast team.
Thank you,
brother.
But as far as Brady, yeah, that call was horrible, but we shouldn't have been surprised. We have the Brady rule because Pollard, remember a couple of years ago, well, about 10 years plus, Pollard tackled Brady, blew his knee out. He's gone for the rest of the season. We get the Pollard, I mean, the Brady rule.
They and changed the rule. Changed the rule for
exactly.
quarterbacks.
Exactly. Yep. And contrast that, do y'all remember the first game after Carolina went to the Super Bowl, Broncos, and the Panthers, and I mean Newton, Cam Newton is getting hammered. And he looked at the referee who at that time was Ed Hockley, and he kind of, you remember that? And he said basically to keep it short, Hockley told him, you don't get that call.
That's
so
ridiculous.
We know it's bias, and I'm not saying racial bias. I'm talking about based on who the quarterback
status.
Is.
Status. Right. Status.
There you go.
Tom Brady has carte blanche, Chris. Remember that credit card? Carte blanche?
Yes.
He has status. And there, you know, we talked about Michael Jordan. We talked about LeBron. Yep. We talked about there's athletes who get a break from the officials, and they don't want those guys roughed up or hurt. It's not fair. It's just not. Let's go to Nate. In North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Look, I was just going to say, you know, it's Tom Brady, man. He's going to most time get that call. But I think the biggest reason he got that call last week was because of the Tua situation.
Well, that's another one.
I mean, I'm just saying,
the NFL is being.
Say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that they're overreacting. I don't think so. I mean, I think they are overreacting.
Yeah.
But, Rob, we've seen Brady get stuff like that in the past.
Even before
Tua. You
know what I mean? I agree.
Way before Tua.
I agree. Like, for Brady, this isn't new. Like, for somebody else, maybe you could buy, Chris, like the league doesn't want to look bad in that situation.
Right.
But Brady's been given, you know, they touch, protect him with kid gloves. Like don't hurt Tom Brady.
For a long time, it's been like that.
Steven. In Spokane, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steven?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but, I mean, with this high hits and these low hits and them watching it, like, we're just headed towards flag football. Like, at what point is it just going to be like if you touch the quarterback with your hand, it's a sack? Because as a defender, why would I tackle him? I'm just going to lose the game.
Right. Rob, the game that's on right now. Mahomes just got sacked about 3-4 minutes ago, and he wasn't taking the ground. Now, this was an unusual situation. Obviously, mostly you're tackling a guy. But he just got wrapped up, and his forward progress was stopped, and that was it. He didn't get tackled.
You remember, Chris, the rule in the grasp. You remember I remember that NFL. There was a rash of big time quarterbacks getting hurt, so they came up with that in the grasp. If you grab the guy's jersey, you didn't have to put him down. They would just call a sack. If you in the grasp, and then they kind of got away from that. We might be going back to that.
Yeah, they can't look like we said last week, Rob. It is what it is. You're gonna. It's a violent sport, and so you can't. Don't try to – you try to make it as safe as possible, but you still have to keep the essence.
But it's not fair to the defense, though.
Football.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I think that's not fair.
It's already hard enough for the defense.
Right.
But now you got – you know, it's tackle football. It's not flag. All right. We got Rob Woodson joining us in a minute. We'll ask him about this and so much more. But first
– Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
It is
like the rich get richer.
Hey, kids been getting benefits like that all along.
I'm
Let a brother get some of that. You know
I'm
what
not
I'm saying?
Bad. Shoot.
Amen. All right. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, Hall of Fame defensive back, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, the great Rod Woodson. What's up, man?
What's up, Rod?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
Hey Rod, your Steelers are god awful, Rod. I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it.
They rarely get blasted, and they obviously got blasted yesterday.
Man, I tell you what, that first touchdown, I don't know what the corner was doing. He's, I don't know why you're out. First of all, why are you outside shade when a dude is plus four split? And the safety, I don't know, he's covered four. I don't know what they're bracketing the dude. You can't take that flat angle like that. Oh, man, that's, woo.
How do you, I know he didn't produce any offense yesterday. Right. I like Kenny Pickett. I mean, at some point, the game's going to have to match the attitude. But I like the edge and confidence he brings. But what are your thoughts about it?
Well, I think the kid's going to be okay. First of all, he's a young player. He does have some talented receivers around him. I think Najee's a really good running back. I just don't think they have a really good offensive line. I think defensively, I like the front. I think the linebackers are not what, you know, especially not having TJ.
Right.
Is what they've had in the past. And then, Minka plays well at times, and sometimes he plays, he doesn't play well. But when he plays well, the defense shows up. When he doesn't play well or TJ's not there, it's hard to find plays. I don't see them ever making plays outside of those two players, and that's the sad thing. This is what scares me. That this might be the first year, and I just don't know how Mike Tomlin even gets this back, that Mike Tomlin's going to have a losing season.
Oh, yeah. Right. It looks like it. I can't see how they're going to be 500.
I can't see it either. But then once it happens, he's not going to be 500, and everybody's going to be talking about he should be on the chopping block, which is absolutely crazy.
Right. Well, let me ask, speaking of, and you mentioned the offensive line, I'm one of the biggest Matthew Stafford critics, okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the Rams offensive, he's getting sacked 8 or 9 times a game. I'm not making excuses. How bad is their offensive line, and can they fix it? Or they look terrible. They can't get anything done on offense.
You know, it's kind of like Joe Burrow, right? Joe Burrow's been getting sacked like crazy, too. When quarterbacks get sacked at a high rate, it's the offensive line, and sometimes it's them. Sometimes they just hold the ball too long. So it's a combination of both. I think the offensive line has struggled for the Rams. I think Matthew Stafford wants to throw the ball down the field like he's done in the past, but he's not getting the protection. So at the end of the day, I think both of them are at blame. But the offensive line just, man, it's not the Cincinnati Bengals are not the same.
No. Nope.
And the reigning Super Bowl champs, they're not the same.
Right, right. Well, what is the same is Tom Brady getting some of these calls.
What'd you think of that call?
Now, that rough in the – Rob, what is a defensive player supposed to do if that's a penalty?
It's crazy. It's crazy that these – and it's Jerome.
Yeah, I mean, we keep talking about Jerome.
And I hate throwing him under the bus because he did the Ravens games 2 weeks ago against the Buffalo Bills. Stevens came in, hit the quarterback, Josh Allen, who is 6'4", 235, 40 pounds, and he didn't hit him high, and he threw a roughing the quarterback flag, and which it was third down. They didn't convert, gave him automatic first down, they went down and scored and won the game. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yep.
I mean, he barely touched. I don't even know how a defense about anymore. If that's roughing the quarterback, right. how do you tackle?
He went out of his way not to land his body weight on him. It's like you got to set him down. He did everything but tuck him in night-night.
Listen, when I see Jerome staff or crew calling the game, I know it's going to be some bad calls. I know, and I hate to say that about him,
right.
But it's so true.
Now, I start off the show, Rod, saying, I mean, I'm impressed with Dallas, mostly the defense, right?
Yes.
And I'm saying this defense is a Super Bowl caliber defense. So if Dak Prescott is who we have said he is, right, $40 million quarterback, top 10 quarterback, all that, I think they should be able to get to at least the NFC title game. Because the defense is legit, I think, probably the best defense in the league. But do you think that's crazy to say? Because, I mean, the run game is strong and the defense is strong. The line's been okay.
I think they played extremely well up to date. They played extremely well. Can you keep winning with defense? Listen, and you got to think, okay, everybody's talking about is a quarterback controversy. No, it's not.
Right.
He only threw the ball 16 times.
Thank you. That's what we just report that up.
Right.
Hey, we're with you.
Like, but that's like, my point. Dak will give you, you know, I don't think they should go back to Dak. Right. But he can do more than rush, obviously.
Yeah. So I think if all being the same in a perfect world, what you're saying is that the defense keep playing the way they're playing, because they're playing pretty, they're playing great football. They're playing above what anybody thought they were going to play this year. And when you get Dak back, he just brings another dimension to the passing game. Yes. But I still think this is a run-first offense.
Agreed.
With play pass and lean on the defense.
If that's when they've been their best. That's when the Cowboys have been their best.
They should keep doing that when he gets back.
Right. No doubt.
And if they do that, I think they got a great opportunity.
Let me ask you about a couple coaches in there. Dan Campbell, everybody, Chris fell in love with him because of Hard Knocks. He was 0-for-5 on fourth downs. The Lions haven't won a road game yet. Same old. He blew that game against Minnesota with some terrible calls. And then Brandon Staley did another fourth down.
What the heck?
What was that, bro? Do you lose the locker room at some point?
I mean, And Chris,
you saw Keenan Allen's tweet.
And Keenan Allen, like, went public with it, like, WTF.
And it's like, lucky they missed the kick.
Right.
The kicker bailed them out.
And the problem I have with it is that this analytics stupidity at times with coaches, because from your own 46, you're up by 2, and they're going to go for it? And they're in field goal range. What, 10 yards? 5 yards? They're in field goal range? Why would you put your team in arm's way like that because of analytics? And I don't know if it's analytics or if that's just the gut and that's just the way he wants to play it, and he's going to double down. But the players did not agree with that.
No.
But you can't lose a locker room, right? Can't you? The players start to go, this dude is costing us.
And think about it now. Since he's been there, they've lost a lot of close games. And right. I can't remember all the close games that they lost. Did he have those moments where he went for it? I don't remember that. I can just say in that moment, I would not have done that as a head coach. I would have said, I'm going to kick the ball. They've been struggling to move the ball down the field against my defense anyway, and I believe in my defense. But putting them in that situation on a 40 – now, if it was the other 46, maybe I could have said, okay, I kind of see it. But when they got to get 5 yards for being in field goal range, and he just kicked a wide right. That's the only reason won that game.
Yep. And you clearly – if you don't believe in your defense to stop them, if you put them back, you know, inside the 20 – then how you going to believe in them if you don't get the first down? You know, like you said, when they only have to go 5 yards. It's crazy. Do you think either of the New York teams is for real? Obviously, the Jets got everybody excited at 3-2 and the Giants 4-1.
I tell you what, we're going to see if the Giants are for real and see if they can play against the Ravens this week. Because the Ravens' offense, man, these dudes are clicking. That number 8 is the real deal. And I know they shut out number 12, Aaron Rodgers, in the second half. But that number 8, when he feels like making things happen, he makes things happen. So if they slow him down and they keep him out of the end zone, I think they're the real deal. Now, offensively, I don't think they're great, but that little running back is.
Yeah, Saquon looks great.
Like he's a outstanding player. And that cut he made on DB in the middle on the sideline.
Right.
Oh man! He stopped on a dime left change.
Do you, before you go in like 30 seconds, has Baker Mayfield? You think he's a starting quarterback in this league, or is he?
No.
He's got to be a backup going forward.
I think he's a backup. But you think about it. There's so many other quarterbacks that you could say could be in that position, and they're not in the position. But you know, I think Baker's proven that if the offense can't run the ball, it's tough for him to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League.
He needs to set up the pass.
And he's got McCaffrey, too. Yeah, even Sam Darnold was winning with McCaffrey. So
let's see what Steve Wilkes does and see if he changes the philosophy there.
Yeah. So, all right, Rob Woodson, great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Man.
Later. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Second, we put Chris and Rob's combined 111 years of journalism experience to the test to see if they'll difference between a good source and a bad source. And if I were to tell you, my sources say the Raiders are currently up 7-0 on the Kansas City Chiefs here on Monday Night Football.
Look at Chris.
That would be true.
Wait a minute. How much time? What's going on?
First quarter just wrapped.
Beside himself, Rob. I'm trying to tell him he better relax.
All I'm saying is Rob Parker, Raiders plus 7 is looking awful appetizing right now.
It's been a while since Shekel City was right. I don't know.
All right. My baseball picks are good. I'm telling you in the postseason.
All right. So let's get to it. I got a few stories. You got to find a difference between a good source and a bad one. I got story number one right here. My sources are telling me that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is charging $150,000 to be your personal trainer. The money will go to charity. But if you want The Rock to help you get on his workout plan, it's going to cost you $150,000. Rob Parker, my source is good.
That sounds so ridiculous. I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true. Just for a fundraiser, some of these wealthy people. True.
You sit on a throne of lies.
All right, so it's all over.
You just
where's my music?
Made that up? Or
no,
what is that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing that for $150,000.
He needs the money.
So far, he's already done it for two separate crews of people. So they like a couple of people joined in for one session.
I could see that, Rob. I mean, if you're wealthy, right?
If you got Broussard money, out, yeah.
You got, you know, first things first money, you could do it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
just saying.
Believe me.
All right, here we go. Story number two.
I got last things last money. You know what I'm saying?
Rob Parker just threw a wedding for himself. What are you talking about?
Right, exactly.
Jeez Louise.
All right, it was a cost of a wedding for a barbershop party.
My sources tell me that the University of Oregon got a big game this Saturday against the UCLA Bruins, the upstart Bruins. And they will be wearing jerseys. You know, they got those funky jersey combinations with hot pink lettering and hot pink wings on their helmets. Rob Parker, I'm a source is good. You're in the lead.
Hot pink wings and
this is Oregon?
University of Oregon.
Right. They always have colorful stuff going on. I'm just saying it's false.
They push the envelope. They like the bright colors. And it is what? Breast Cancer Awareness Month? I'm going to say, yeah, true.
Bro.
Right on the money.
I needed to knot it up.
Breast Cancer Awareness.
I don't think the pink, I was going to say pink and lime green.
Wait a minute, can I make a political statement? Just keep it to football. That's all we want to do. Just keep it to football. I'm just saying, right, Chris? Right? Am I
That's
wrong?
That's what they say, right?
That's what they say. Wait a minute.
Right.
I'm not against breast, you know, fighting breast cancer, but you can't have it both
I know
ways.
What you're talking about.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, we move on. Story number three. My sources say that there are at least three NBA mascots currently going right now who earn more than the highest salary in the WNBA. Chris, my source is good.
I mean, I think the highest salary is like $250 or something like that. I'm going to say true. Because I bet they might do something else for the organization.
I can't believe a mascot's making $250. I'm going to say false.
Bro.
Is that right?
But I think, you know, and I'm going to say this. Rob, we've talked about this before. It's about what the sport generates.
No,
you know what
I get
saying?
That.
It's
I, not no, like, I'm not about
I mean,
the salary.
You can argue
but
that.
But a
I'm just
mascot
saying,
who I can't even see?
Really quick, Chris is going to win.
But they do other stuff.
Benny
don't they?
The Bull, 400 grand. Harry the Hawk, 600 grand. Rocky the Mountain Lion of Denver, leading the way with 625.
He makes 625.
But they got to be doing something else, right?
It ain't. That's not
give me
from
a,
the team.
Give me the
He's
bongos.
Hosting a TV
don't let
show.
Rob distract. Bongos.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.